It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take him out!
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby. Kevin Burkhardt on the call for Fox Sports. That was the third and final interception for Brock Purdy yesterday. He threw three picks in all, 17-31, 2-12, three interceptions. It was not pretty. And the Niners, I mean, look, Kansas City, they're going away. You may not have to see them again this year, next year. Who knows? But that was just an ass-kicking. And offensively, this is just bad. You can't beat man coverage. You don't have any explosives. The play calling was stale. The quarterback was worse. Just a disaster at Levi Stadium. It's not the fact that you lost. It's how you lost. And we're going to get into it today. 888-957-9570. I don't even know where to start, Spadoni. 888-957-9570. Spadoni in for Shasky. Shasky feeling under the weather. We got Carter on the board here. Niners lose yesterday, 28-18. I thought defensively they played well. But boy, we're going to have to talk about it. I know the Warriors are coming up on Wednesday. We'll be ready for basketball. We may have to be ready for basketball a lot sooner because this football team now is 3-4. Knocked out of first place in NFC West, Spadoni, and Mahomes didn't even play his A-game.
No, he didn't, and he hasn't played his A-game all season long, Bonte. That's what's so frustrating, because we've seen the height of heights with Patrick Mahomes, with Andy Reid, with Travis Kelce, but when push came to shove, he made the plays that needed to be made. He had that 33-yard scramble. He had that little Brett Favrean flick pass to Travis Kelce, to Noah Gray, to whoever he wanted. It just seemed like when plays needed to be made yesterday, Patrick Mahomes was making them, and Brock Purdy was not. That was the difference in the game, and it's just brutal. And we're waiting news on Brandon Ayuk. The fear is a torn ACL, probably going to be out for the year. That's just brutal. Yeah, we saw Ricky Pearsall get the standing ovation yesterday. He made his NFL debut, but it's just not enough right now. Deebo Samuel's out. When I was just watching the game yesterday, it just seemed like that was a team in Kansas City that was fresh, coming off a bye, and the 49ers look like they needed a bye in the worst way possible.
Well, they won't get that bye.
They're not going to get it, and for one more game. And you best not lose to the Dallas Cowboys, I'll tell you that. Another team coming off a bye, Bonte Hill, next week. We'll have all week to preview that game. But right now, it's just the focus on the team you can't beat. And no one can beat Kansas City right now. So that's it takes some solace in that, but it's not really going to be much.
No.
Because this is a team that's prevented you from winning two Lombardi trophies, and you played them so much better than you played them yesterday. That was their worst performance, I think, against the Chiefs, all things considered, in the Kyle Shanahan era. I know a couple years ago you got blown out at home. That one was ugly, too. But I don't think I've ever seen Brock Purdy look as bad as he did yesterday, Bonte. That was what was frustrating.
Oh, that was his worst game as a pro. There's no sugarcoating it. We can do a sugarcoat job. We're not going to sugarcoat it.
Thanks, Joe.
And I ran into Joey Lightyears yesterday.
Oh,
Joe and
did
Kirk.
You?
Yeah. Joe Lakoff had beer going on, man. I was like, man, what's going on here?
You had a beer?
A little goatee coming in, but, you know, a little beer coming in. But Joe Lakoff, they're feeling good about basketball season. I ran into him about 30 minutes before kickoff.
Shout out Moses Moody. Contract
Shout out Moses Moody. 3-year, $39 million. A very team-friendly deal. And I think Moses Moody is a hell of a deal. Keep a young man like that here on and off the court. The guy's a pro. Now, Brock Purdy and the 49ers. It's the same old thing we've talked about through the first 7 weeks of the season. Third down efficiency, you're 2 of 11. Red zone efficiency, you're 2 and 4. Special teams, not being special. You missed an extra point. You allow a long punt return. That gave Mahomes great field position. You turned the ball over left and right. Your run game went nowhere yesterday against a Kansas City team that shuts down the run. Look at this. Kansas City ran for 184 yards to the Niners 101. I mean, they ran the ball down and they played power football. Kareem Hunt, 22 carries, 78 yards.
Off the street, Kareem Hunt.
Off the street, Kareem Hunt.
Not even in the NFL.
Well, he looks like he's getting in shape. Like, looks like they lose Juju Smith-Schuster. They control the clock. They have 35 minutes of time of possession. 888-957-9570. It's one of those losses, Spadoni, where it makes you think as a 49er fan, is that it?
Hmm.
Is this where we're at in 2024? Is this just what the season's going to be? One guy comes up, one guy goes down. IU goes down, Pearsall comes up, Debo comes up with an illness, there's no Juwan Jennings, Jordan Mason's playing with a separated shoulder. Defensively, you got D Winners out there, but he missed a couple tackles. Devondre Campbell is getting picked on.
Malik Mustafa getting just bodied against Patrick Mahomes in the end zone, although he made some plays yesterday,
but Tig Brown getting picked on.
Yeah.
Is this the way the season is going to play out? It's tough for me not to drive home away from Levi's Stadium yesterday, Spadoni, thinking maybe it's just one of those years.
Maybe, but the Chiefs do this to a lot of teams, right? Like, so that, like, I understand they've done it to you more often than not, and it's frustrating, and it's demoralizing, and it sucks. But I'll say this again: next week is next week. You win next week, you're 500 heading into the bye. You don't feel as bad. But right now, it feels like the sky is falling.
No, you know what? And I don't even care. It's not to cut you off, Spadoni. I don't care about next week today.
Okay.
Today, I want to assess what happened yesterday. And what happened yesterday?
You got your ass kicked.
You got your ass kicked. But not only that, the same things persist. And I ran into Baldy's booth yesterday after the game. And I think it kind of proved what I saw, what every 49er fan saw yesterday. They cannot beat man coverage. They go against man coverage and press man. They cannot beat man coverage.
Spadoni, man coverage, yeah.
It was alarming how many wide receivers, when Debo was in, they cannot uncover against man coverage. They got no man beaters.
Well, and when
so they're not getting separation.
And when they did, Brandon Ayuk dropped the pass. Like, well, that's the frustrating part. And then the boobirds came out on him, and then it's unfortunate. So when you did make, like, some separation, even Ronnie Bell, where he did create separation, but Brock threw it just 5 yards past him, and it was picked off.
It was a bad throw.
It was a bad throw, and that was on Kyle. That was Kyle Shanahan said after the game. That was on Brock. That was just a mistimed, missed whatever it is throw, and it was just an unfortunate set of circumstances yesterday because all week long, hell, our roasters, people were calling in, was this the biggest regular season game of Kyle Shanahan's career up to this point? Yeah, you can go to the Seattle game up in Seattle a couple years ago where Jimmy Garoppolo had one of his greatest performances. They ended up winning division on the last game of the year. Sure, that one. But besides that, given what you have gone up against with this team, when it's Super Bowls, whether it's in the regular season, you want to measure yourself up against the best. The only undefeated team heading into that game, Bonte, because heading into that game, the Vikings had already lost. Detroit beat them. That was the last, and it is the last unbeaten team in the NFL right now. You want to measure yourself up against the best. When you still got Brock Purdy, you still got George Kittle, one of the best tight ends. You still got Brandon Ayuk, say what you will, second team All-Pro last year. The Debo Samuel thing, I don't know what was going
on.
He just was sick. I don't know. He was suited up. Just couldn't play, I guess.
Well,
That was frustrating. You got Jordan Mason there, a separated shoulder. I thought it was just an AC joint sprain.
Separated shoulder.
I don't know.
Let's be real, Spadoni. Like, let's be real. We saw a quarterback yesterday that did not look like he was a $60 million a year quarterback. Let's just put it out there. And there's not just me thinking that. There's a lot of people I ran into yesterday. I'm not even trying to flex here this morning. Are we sure, Purdy, when it comes time to measure yourself against the big boys, the first three plays to be set the tone of the entire football game. The Niners received the opening kickoff. Look at what that drive persisted. Now you hold down Kansas City. You shut them down on a fake punt, right? You keep your starting defense out there. You run a punt safe. You shut them down. You get the ball first and 10 at the Kansas City 45-yard line. And what do you do? You throw an interception into double coverage, and it wasn't even close.
That was a bad pick.
It wasn't even close, Spadoni.
He had a defender in his face, too. It looked like he was rushing it. He set his feet. It was bad.
Throw it away.
Yeah.
Throw it away. But he doesn't do that. And you waste field position, and you throw an interception, an egregious interception. And so, you know, when I see the quarterback set a tone like that, Brock was off. He was off. It's by far his worst game as a professional. But when you think about the big boys and you think about the teams that you're going to have to see in January, the Green Bay Packers, very good man coverage team, very good defensively, saw what they did to C.J. Stroud yesterday. Detroit, Minnesota going back and forth yesterday, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Both teams playing really good man defense, right? The New York Giants, their defense, they got a defensive line that gets at their quarterback. They can't score a lick, so you'll be good there. But Kansas City, Baltimore, but all these teams play man coverage. Sticky man, press man, and they blitz your ass. And the Niners, they don't have an answer for the blitz. They don't have an answer for Steve Spagnuolo. They don't have an answer for the Kansas City Chiefs. And they don't have an answer for man coverage. That's sad. And the lack of explosion offense. Spinotti, they look slow.
They did.
No athleticism. Slow.
But Bonte, that's the best defense in the league. I know. I get it. You're not going to face them again. They're in the AFC. It's one game. I get it. It's a massive game, and we gas it up all week. I just go back to it at the end of the day and say, you know what? That's the best team in the league, and right now the 49ers are reeling. It's not good. I'm not going to sugarcoat it here. It's a bad loss. I'm just saying, they did that to the Ravens. They did that to the Bengals. They done that to the Chargers. They did that to the Saints. Those are pretty good quarterbacks in that group. Those are some pretty good quarterbacks in that group. I'm just saying, Lamar, Joe Burrow, Kirk has been playing well this year.
Lamar was cooking against Kansas City week one. They came within the toe. They came within the toe of winning that.
They did, but he struggled at times, though, too.
The Saints stink. The Chargers got nobody to throw to. Herbert's been meh. All right?
Burrow,
he's been meh.
They played Burrow.
Burrow's fine, and Burrow did his thing. Purdy yesterday got undressed. The Niners offense got undressed. Offensively, they could get no push off the line of scrimmage. They could not. They just couldn't. Second and one, third and one inside the red zone. You get stuffed. You got to settle for a field goal. You got no push up front. No push whatsoever. You score a touchdown. You decide not to go for two. Then you miss a damn extra point anyway. I mean, this team got undressed. Spinotti, let's be real. Yesterday, I know it's just one game and the season's not over.
I feel like a lot of Niners fans feel like the season's over after that loss, though. That's what I'm getting at. When I talk to my friends that are Niners fans, they honestly feel like this team's cooked. After one game?
It was 14-3, and it felt like it should have been 28-3. I mean, thank God Mahomes was mortal yesterday. Thank God Mahomes is human yesterday, and he's been human for most of the season.
And he still made some superhuman throws yesterday when he was just getting sacked, throwing it to Noah Gray. He's unbelievable. He really is.
The difference between Mahomes and Purdy. Forget the stats, because I know I brought up the stats last week, and the stats favor Purdy. But just look at the quarterbacks. Look at a play. Who's in more control? Who's calm? And that's the thing. The Chiefs, they got this Warriors-like. When the Warriors are winning their championships, they're in the locker room. They're just keeping it. They're staying within the moment, staying within the moment, staying within the moment. That's the Kansas City Chiefs right now. They're not thinking about three-peats. All they're thinking about is winning the AFC West first.
When I was watching the game yesterday, and it may have been apropos that, you know, Tom Brady was on the call for Fox Sports alongside Kevin Burkhardt. I think Tom's getting better and better each week, but he's the perfect guy to call a game like this, and this is why you want Tom Brady in the booth to be talking about Patrick Mahomes and talking about quarterbacks like Brock Purdy, because they have a Patriots-like feel to them right now, the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And the Patriots of, let's say, 2012, 13, 14, 15, 16, like, they have, obviously, the great tight end. You know, Gronk was there.
Yeah.
But then they have just, you know, some good receivers. Xavier Worthy's a rookie. But yep, they have some players, but no one that you're going to write home about. You know, you think of Edelman and stuff like that, and he was pretty damn good in the playoffs, but he wasn't someone you had to, like, scheme up against. It's like, oh, we got to worry about Edelman. No. He's a slot guy. But they just have an elite defense and a guy that you know at quarterback's going to get it done at the end of the day. And that's all you really need. If you have the number one defense, you have Patrick Mahomes, I'll take my chances. And that's what they have right now. No Rashee Rice, no Hollywood Brown, no problem. And that's what's really frustrating if I'm an opposing fan going up against this team. It's like, really? Like, Travis Kelce's like an old man right now. He's a shell of himself, it looks like, this season. And still not enough. Like, we still are letting guys like Noah Gray get out and do wiggles. Like, I haven't heard of some of these guys. Like, they were talking about Watson, whoever the was, is for the tight end. Tom's like, oh, yeah, I used to play with that guy. I was like, who?
Yeah.
He's just throwing to nobodies. But that's just how good Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are at scheming. And it highlights just how poor of a game plan. Maybe it's not the game plan. Maybe it's just Spags just having Shanahan's number. I don't know what it is with Kyle Shanahan and going up against some of these defensive coordinators, whether it's a Jim Schwartz, whether it's, it was last year, whether it's against Brian Flores this year, like certain coordinators just have Shanahan's number and he can't seem to shake them. No. I don't know what it is.
He can't shake Spags. He can't shake Spags. At one point, and I was just kind of tracking this as we got through the games. So it was 7-3 Chiefs. What about 11:24 left in the first half? At that point, Kansas City had 128 total yards to the Niners 28. Penalties was 4-1 San Francisco. They had been penalized four times, Kansas City once. First downs was 8-1 Kansas City, and the only first down the Niners received at that point was due to a penalty. Time of possession at that point was 12 minutes, 50 seconds for Kansas City, 5:46 for the Niners. Then you fast forward 5 minutes, and it's 14-3 Kansas City. And at that point, the total yardage was 158-36 Kansas City. First downs was 11-1 Kansas City. And again, the first down the Niners created on their own without a penalty was on the Kittle play when it was 1st and 20. And he caught a pass over the middle of the field for 22 yards from Brock Purdy. Nice little pass over the middle of the field. Third downs, they were 0-4 at that point. Kansas City was 4-6. They had only had the ball for 6 minutes and 26 seconds. Wait, these are the 49ers. This is a team that is used, that are accustomed to holding on to the ball and taking the air out of the football. It dominated the time of possession, Spadoni. They got dominated in every facet. I get it. Kansas City's number one defense. But how it looked in real time. Carter was at the game. We're all at the game. We see the all-22 vision. Spadoni, they could not uncover. Kansas City basically said, we're going to play man defense. We're going to blitz. We're going to do what we do. And we're going to dare you to beat it. And I don't know. I got Kyle Shanahan as the OC / head coach. We can't scheme nobody open. Brock Purdy, we can't scheme anybody. We can't make any plays. Wide receivers, we can't uncover. We can't win your one-on-one matchup.
Well, the frustrating part is, too, Bonte, like when you had those players beat, you underthrew them. Whether it was George Kittle, whether it was Jacob Cowing, those should have been touchdowns. And that's the rat on the table, right? Brought to you by Atco. Like, you had the mismatches and you just didn't hit them. And you were at the game, so you didn't listen. I was listening to the broadcast, and Thomas said, man.
He underthrew them.
That was an average ball by Brock. A better ball, that's a touchdown.
No, both twice. Times. Exactly.
Yeah, both times.
Brock was not good yesterday. So, when the Spags is up there waxing poetic about Brock saying, I see no weaknesses, blah, 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 blah. That's all coach speak. It's coach speak. All right? Damn.
It's frustrating.
This is bad. No, you know why it's frustrating, Spadoni? Because they came out with 10 days off. I know Kansas City had a bye week. The Niners had a mini bye.
They did.
And they come out in the game. They get the opening kickoff. And right away, Jordan Mason, up, negative 1 yard, carry. Boom. Now you're facing the second 11. You get a run play, you get 8 yards. Boom, 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 boom. Jake Brendel, call for holding. So then you got second and 21. Purdy scrambles for 2 yards. And then on third and 19, you run a fullback draw to Kyle Juszczyk. That's how the game started. And that was a microcosm of things to come. So 888-957-9572. Roasters, we need some help today. I need some help. We need to find solutions. What are solutions to get over a loss like that yesterday? What are the solutions to beat man coverage? What are the solutions to get a better push from your interior offensive line? What are the solutions to making some tackles? What are the solutions to some pretty predictable play calling by Kyle Shanahan? What are the solutions to the red zone woes? What are the solutions to bad quarterback play? What are the solutions to the passing game that may not have Brandon Ayuk for the rest of the season?
I was watching that game, Bonte, yesterday, and that was the first game really all season long. And I know they've had their red zone woes, and I understand they've been in some bad games against the Minnesota Vikings. But yesterday, they really missed Christian McCaffrey.
Oh my gosh. That was
evident throughout the whole game. They really, really missed Christian McCaffrey. And that was what was concerning to me when I was watching that. Like, that was the first time I felt yesterday. I was like, oh, maybe this team isn't a title contender anymore. Yeah. Like, maybe this is just going to be the season. You lose Brandon Ayuk potentially with a torn ACL. That's the fear right now. We're waiting on confirmation from that this morning. When we find that news, we'll hit the breaking news sounder. Whenever Schefter, Rappaport, whoever has it, we'll break it down. But that was the game yesterday. We're just like, damn, they need CMC bad. And are they going to get him back? That's the reports. They're optimistic after the bye. We'll see, but you can't count on that. Not right now.
The word before the game about McCaffrey was they expect him a couple weeks into November. But where are you going to be at as a team?
That's
a couple weeks into November.
And are you going to be like, are you going to be playing him a lot? Are you going to be managing his touches then? Like, that's the thing. Are you going to be having training wheels on him? There's just so many question marks with this team health-wise right now that it's hard for me to even take them seriously as a legit contender at the moment. Things can change.
No,
but that was a loss yesterday. You kind of have to just look in the mirror and say, who are we as a team right now?
At the moment, you're not a legit contender. You're a 3-4 football team that is desperate for a win going into the bye week. Operation 4-4 had a chance to get greedy. Well, you lose. You beat the Cowboys next week going into the bye week. Then you could try to stabilize the season.
And that's a desperate Cowboys team, too.
Yep, coming off a bye. And they're going to want to do something after getting blown out by the Lions. So we're going to talk about it. 888-957-9570. What went wrong yesterday for the 49ers? Brock Purdy, your thoughts. Kyle Shanahan, your thoughts. Boy, it is doom and gloom right now for the San Francisco 49ers, and I don't know if it's going to get better anytime soon. Shout out to our great friends at Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you'll be flushed, brought to you by Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. Look, our guest line today is simple. It's you, the caller. It's you, the texter. Comcast Business Text Line, Niner Fans, 888-957-9570. As you sat in that sun yesterday, and you were fired up for the Kansas City Chiefs, how you feeling this morning? How you feeling how were you feeling at halftime? How are you feeling at the end of the third quarter? And how you feeling right now knowing what's happened with this receiving core? What's happening with this quarterback? What's happening with this football team? That's all coming up. Brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change for your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and much, much more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. My rejoin. Carter, give me a rejoin in here. I got my rookie on the board right now. It's all good. We'll get the rejoin. Kevin Burkhardt off Fox Sports alongside Tom Brady. That was a 33-yard scramble by Patrick Mahomes. A missed tackle by Fred Warner. A missed tackle by Dean Winters. And Mahomes made that play happen. Can I look at some of the stats here? The Niners are now 27th when it comes to red zone efficiency. 27th in the league, 14-31 now, Spadoni. 14-31. Yesterday on third down, the Niners, 2-11 on third down. Kansas City, 8-14. They were able to stay on the field and extend drives. The Niners had a few three and outs. They could not extend drives and continue drives here. So just an all around rough day. And I, you know, defensively, Nick Sorensen and company, I thought they did what they had to do. You get two Patrick Mahomes interceptions. You keep it about the end zone. You were in that football game. I have no problem with the way defense played yesterday. Sure, there's some things we could nitpick. Some missed tackles here and there. Some blown coverages. It's all good. This loss yesterday, Spadoni, is on Purdy, Shanahan, and the entire offensive unit. And you want to throw in special teams, too? Because they haven't been special all year.
No. Well, it just goes back to, you have to at least have complimentary football. And the 49ers throughout this season have just not had complimentary football. Just, I need two phases to not just dominate, to just be good. And they just haven't had that all season. Whether it's special teams in the offense, whether it's the defense in the offense, whether it's pick any slice of it you want, they have not had complimentary football this year. And it reared its ugly head again yesterday. Whether it's special teams and it's letting a long return come, whether it's, you know, hell, they were in another position yesterday where I was like, oh my God, is the kicker going to have to make a play again? I was like, this cannot happen again. You're already on your third kicker, Anders Carlson. What the? I know he missed the extra point, but it was like, for all things considered, being on your third kicker, he had a 55-yarder. He made another chip shot. He's fine. But, like, you put him in a position where he has to make another tackle. It's just like, you're going to lose a third kicker now?
You know
it's
what?
Just stuff like that where it's just, if you're a fan, you're ripping your hair out. Like, how does this keep happening under Kyle Shanahan and Brian Schneider, the special teams coach? Like, if you're going to make a move, it's probably going to be after the bye week or during the bye week. So that's going to be next week. I don't anticipate that unless something, a meltdown happens, because I think Kyle Shanahan likes to stick with his guys during the season. But it's just not good enough right now. But I do think Nick Sorensen and the defense should have some credit holding Kansas City to 14 points through three quarters. And then they were just gassed. Like, it gets to a certain point where even if the Kansas City offense isn't lighting it up, they're just ground and pound, and you're just going to be wearing down, and that's what happened.
They got worn down yesterday.
Carson Steele was getting and
if I hear another thing like, tell the kickers not to tackle, what are you going to do? You're going to let them score a touchdown?
No.
Kickers got to tackle. Well, the lads, it shouldn't get to the kicker.
No.
That's the problem.
Yes.
It shouldn't get to the kicker. Yeah. Too many deep returns. Just a nightmare. Nightmare. Let's go to the lines. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Adrian and Hayward. Adrian, what's happening? You're on the roast. What's up, Adrian?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good.
So I called in to Joe Spadoni about 3 weeks ago. I talked about how Purdy's been figured out. They're 6-6 when Purdy plays since the Christmas massacre, and I heard Joe talking about this is the worst Purdy's played. He's done that against the Browns, the Ravens, now the Chiefs. Since the Ravens game, off the top of my head, three interceptions there, three interceptions yesterday, and then you add in all the other interceptions and all these losses they've had. This guy's not it. We need to stop beating around the bush and sugarcoating and babying Brock. This is the guy you want for the next 5 years? Obviously, he's not that good enough. The tape's out. They know how to play him. Man coverage. He can't thread the needle.
Wow.
People talk about accuracy. Oh, he's so accurate. He can't thread the needle. He needs guys to be open 5-10 yards to hit them. That's all I got to say, fellas. Thank you.
You know what? I know Matt DeHiga's kind of scoffing at that, whether or not Brock's the guy. Well, it's another stinker for Brock Purdy. Let's just be honest. That's another stinker for Brock.
The inaccuracy part is correct. He's 22 in the NFL right now in completion percentage.
22nd.
Yeah, 63.9%. Not great.
All right.
Yeah.
He had the stinker against Arizona, and he had a stinker yesterday. Spags is confusing him. Doesn't know where the blitzers are coming from. They change their defense right before the snap. They change the photograph, and boom, next thing you know, he's lost. The deal is with Brock, and he's right. Adrian and Hayward's right. We got to be scared. We just got to call it like it is when it comes to Brock Purdy. He's not the greatest thing since sliced bread. He's not the worst thing ever. But I'd be lying, Spadoni, if I didn't walk around Levi Stadium after the game yesterday and hear little whispers, little murmurs saying, and I tell the fans this all the time, I don't know how to lie to you. All I know how to do is keep it real. It's part of sometimes it's a gift and it's a curse. So when I say this, all I'm doing is keeping it real about the murmurs I heard yesterday. And the murmurs I heard yesterday was, Bonte, you sure this is a $60 million a year quarterback?
Wow.
You sure you don't want to just tag this guy? You sure that you want to give him a 4-year, $200 million deal and be like 2-1 Jalen Hurts? You sure you want to do that with this guy?
So what you're saying is you're Lord Varys from Game of Thrones, the Master of Whispers, and all the little birds out there were chirping yesterday and saying, maybe pump the brakes on Brock Purdy getting paid?
This is a big decision.
Wow.
This is a big decision. Now, you look at his game logs here. Let's just look at the game logs. And he had a bad game, but I don't care. When it gets to Kansas City Chiefs, we expect the big boys to show up. And Purdy didn't show up yesterday. You mentioned 22nd in completion percentage.
Not great.
All right? And then we think about the playoffs. Now, he came back in those victories against Green Bay and Detroit. But for three quarters against Green Bay, he was not good. The Baltimore game, he was not good. For the first half against Detroit, he was not good. It is what it is. Yesterday against Kansas City, the first throw to George Kittle. Where the hell was he throwing it? Carter, you got that play? Can you pull that play up when you can? Where was he throwing it?
Mm.
Did he feel the rush? Was he seeing ghosts? Because Chester Reeves sat all over it. It was the easiest interception he'll ever have in his career.
He also set his feet, too. That was the thing. Like, he set his feet and, like, planted. I was like, okay, so you weren't throwing on the run or anything like that. He saw where he was throwing to it. There was a defender in his face. And I go back to a little bit, like, the shortcomings a little, like, he has a lot of tipped balls every single game. And some of that is just, you know what? He's 6 feet tall. And that it is what it is, and that stuff matters. In games like this, where I see him throwing it at a helmet of his offensive lineman getting tipped in the air multiple times, that is concerning when I'm paying a guy that much money. Now, again, two things could be equally true. He's having a stinker year. It's not his best year. He's 9-7 touchdown interception ratio. He has the second most picks in the NFL, tied with a bunch of guys at 7. It's not great. He was also an MVP candidate last year. So that, like, I can't take that away from him. And I get it. This year is this year and last year is last year. But there has to be some sort of nuance in this conversation, right?
It's what have you done for me lately? And there's a lot of money on the line. This is big business. Last year is last year. Last year is last year. What do we want from Purdy? We want to see him elevate other players. We want to see him do what he did against the LA Rams when he had nobody on defense. And Purdy played excellent in that football game. Now, yesterday's a chance where you're going to have to make throws in tight windows. You're going to have to be on time. Even the deep balls of George Kittle and Jacob Cowing. Hit through those bad boys. Those should be touchdowns. Instead, you get an interception and a field goal. Instead of getting 14 points, you get 3 in that situation because of the underthrows on the deep balls. He wasn't good yesterday. It's okay. It's okay. But boy, 7 interceptions and all 3. Everybody was quick to, you know what was funny? Look at the Ronnie Bell. Because everybody was, oh, Ronnie Bell ran the wrong route. Oh, Ronnie Bell. No. Brock Purdy just sold it. Made some bad throws. Let's go to Rob in San Bruno. Rob, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Rob.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Hey, like I said before, it's levels to this coaching and scheming. When Cal goes up against another great schemer, whether that's defensively or offensively, Andy Reid, don't come out on top. That's what it comes down to. We're going to beat the Dallas Cowboys next week. We're going to beat Tampa. We're going to beat Seattle. We're going to win 3 straight. When it comes to beating upper teams, we're not built for that. Cal can't get the job done. And with Purdy, I've been saying this about Purdy. He's a product of the system. If the system is off, he's going to be off. If Cal's off his play calling, he's going to be off. You know what I'm saying? The only reason he's starting is because of CMC. If the Niners never traded for CMC, Trey Lance is still here. But since they got CMC, Cal was able to make magic, or I can just run it and run some play action, get some short stuff across the middle. It's going to be wild because they're so worried about CMC in the run game. So at the end of the day, it is what it is. We know what Purdy is. We all know what Purdy was.
So you're putting this game. So you're putting this game more so on Kyle Shanahan.
Because it's a scheming contest. When I looked at the Kansas, even before all the injuries, Kansas City, when they came in, because they started roster out there yesterday, I looked at the 49ers, they got better weapons on offense. You know what I'm saying? Outside of Mahomes, they got better weapons, but Andy Reid's not—he's not just going to do one style of play. Andy Reid done went from a running quarterback to your basic, a typical quarterback, and he finds different ways to win. He'll change his scheme up within the game. Cal's not doing that. Cal's going to run what he's going to run. So it's levels to this, and Cal's just not at the Andy Reid level, and that's fine. It's like what the Portland Trail Blazers was to the Golden State Warriors. You're just not there yet. Like I said, we might win 3 straight, go to 7-4, but when it comes to beating them good teams that we got to win the Super Bowl, Purdy and Cal together just ain't going to get it done. You need a superstar quarterback. And Purdy's just not that, and that's fine. We're just not going to beat the Baltimores and the KCs when it matters most.
All right, Rob.
That's interesting. It's very interesting.
I don't want to get into that, and I also want to get into Brandon Ayuk. Mm-hmm. And what a disastrous season this was for Brandon Ayuk.
Just brutal.
Now, he got his money, and if he didn't sign his contract, could have been a problem, but just a lost season for Brandon Ayuk. I don't even know what to say. We'll talk about it on the other side. Shanahan, Ayuk, Purdy, just overall.
This is a lost season for the Niners.
Brandon Ayuk just, I can't believe it. The drop pass, he got booed yesterday. He got booed. You got to make that play. You have to make that play if you're Brandon Ayuk. All right, we'll get more into it. Niners lose to the Kansas City Chiefs. They've lost 5. Kyle Shanahan is now 0-5 against Andy Reid. 0-5. 0-5. Doesn't look like a win's coming anytime soon.
You think the Niners would be in the AFC West with that record?
Ooh. More on this coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank.
Come on, man. You got Larry Jordan in the building. You listen to the Morning Roast. And we're doing numbers, man. Good job, Morning Roast. Sock it to me. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah.
Shout out to Larry Jones. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And this segment is sponsored by our great friends at Golden State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. Before we get to Aiyuk, let's stick on Purdy and Shanahan for a second. I'll say this with Shanahan yesterday. I thought he coached scared. I thought he coached giving Spags a little too much respect. You know what Spags is going to do defensively? It's going to play sticky man coverage. It's going to blitz. It's going to find your weaknesses. It's going to overload blitz. It's going to do all that stuff. But I thought Kyle Shanahan was very tentative in the way he called plays. He didn't spread them out a lot. He didn't spread them out a lot. His run plays were very, very predictable yesterday. Very predictable. But you could call it. This offensive line was getting no push with this front. So the creativity yesterday, I thought, lacked with Kyle Shanahan. I just thought he just coached. I thought he coached a bit timid yesterday calling plays.
You got to wonder how much of that Debo sickness factored into them changing their game plan a lot yesterday, too. But I'm just saying, because you look at that game yesterday, and I was like, where's the creativity at with like reverse? Because I saw the total juxtaposition from Kansas City on their offense.
Yep.
How many different like reverses did you see yesterday? Whether it was Mecole Hardman, Samaje Perine, whether it was Xavier Worthy, they were trying to get their speedsters involved any way they can. Because
screen game.
Exactly. Because they understand that they don't have the depth that they thought they were going to have this season. Rashee Rice out for the year. Hollywood Brown out for the year. Juju Smith-Schuster was out after the first quarter.
First quarter with a hamstring.
With a hamstring.
Midway through.
Like, they didn't have anyone. They had an old man, Travis Kelce, who had just not even a great game. With four receptions, 17 yards. Kelce, he had a couple of big ones out there, but
nothing special.
Really, it was nothing special. It was Noah Gray. It was Justin Watson. It was Patrick Mahomes.
The creativity
was just there, though, with Andy Reid when push came to shove. Hell, you saw it in the end zone. I know it didn't work, but they brought in like Carson Wentz for this like three back look. It was just interesting, and it was fun, and it was creative, and we didn't see that from Shanahan yesterday.
No creativity whatsoever. Lack of screenplays, lack of jet sweep. Just no creativity whatsoever on the side of Kyle Shanahan. And again, I thought he coached timid. I thought he coached as if he was giving Spags a little too much respect. So, improvising, getting away from, sometimes you got to say, you know what, the hell with my system. Let's just play football. And, you know, Gary Danielson was on the call for Michigan, Illinois Saturday. And Michigan kept feeding their tight end this guy named Loveland. That's his last name, Loveland. And Gary Danielson said something that kind of stuck with me over the weekend. And he's so true. Instead of call of plays for a player, sometimes you got to figure out just a way to get the ball to the player.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is, yesterday, obviously, Kittle's rolling. How can I match him up on one of these linebackers and get him going? How can I get Jacob Cowing in space? How can I get Ricky Pierce all in space? How can I create opportunities for my playmakers and not just be so damn dependent on my scheme and the play action passing and the slant and the timing? Sometimes you just need to help your ballers be ballers. And I thought Shanahan did a poor job yesterday putting his players in position to try to make plays. He veered too much into the scheme. He didn't veer off the scheme. Maybe sometimes you got to veer off the scheme and do some things a little differently. You're playing the Kansas City Chiefs. What do you have to lose? They're undefeated. They've beat you in the Super Bowl, Spadoni. You're 0-4 against Andy Reid. Sometimes you got to just let the throw the kitchen sink at them. And yesterday I thought it was a very vanilla, a very timid offensive game plan by Kyle Shanahan.
They didn't play like a desperate team yesterday. They played like a team that was okay with just, you know what, we're going to lose to the Chiefs. It is what it is. Yeah. We're going to take our lick. No, you were at home. Like, I felt the vibe through the TV yesterday early on in that game when they were yelling defense, defense early on.
That was short-lived.
It was very short-lived.
The crowd had nothing to cheer about yesterday.
No. And it was, but I felt it early on in that game, the intensity of the fan base yesterday that they wanted this one bad. Like, you felt it all throughout the week, Bonte, whether it was through the callers, whether it was our guys like Nick and Berkeley. Mm-hmm. Everyone was calling in saying how badly they wanted this game to get the monkey off their back. And it's just the status quo once again. And not even that, because even in the two previous matchups, whether it was in the Super Bowl, let's just go there, you were beating them. You kind of had them on the ropes. And this one, it was the opposite. It was the inverse. They had you on the ropes. They were kicking your ass early, and they never looked back. No, that's what it was so frustrating.
No, they kicked your ass all game long. All game long. Let's go to the lines. Let's go to Jason in San Leandro. Jason, what's happening, man? You're on a roast.
Hey, good morning, you guys, and thank you for taking my call. You just hit it right on the button. I mean, that's exactly why I called, dude. It's coaching, man. Look who we have, what we have. Look, everybody's dealing with injuries. So does the Kansas City Chiefs. Rice is down. Pacheco's down. Look what Reed is doing. It's Andy Reed, dude, versus Shanahan. Shanahan, too conservative, too predictable for me. A regular fan, I'm looking at the plays. I'm telling my son, I know what that play is. He's way too predictable, way too many times. Look at his history. This guy's not the guy's going to get us over the hump. Look at the Super Bowl. Players don't know the rules. Time management. So many things. I'm done with Shanahan. You need a great quarterback and a great coach to win ball games. We have neither. Purdy can be that guy, but not with Shanahan. He needs someone like Andy Reid. Look at Mahomes. Wow. What does Kansas City have? Mahomes. That's all. Even Kelsey with all people. He ain't Kelsey that we know no more. Who do they have around Mahomes? They got Andy Reid, and we got Shanahan.
Damn. You know, walking out of that stadium and seeing that uniform, the Chiefs uniform, and it's hard not to think about what happened in Las Vegas in February.
You were
and
there.
The opportunity, yeah. And the opportunity the Niners blew in that game to win that Lombardi. And now here we fast forward, and we're in October. And you couldn't be farther away from that Super Bowl. You couldn't be farther away from a trip to New Orleans. It is what it is. And I just thought Shanahan, he just coached timid. And that resonated out to Purdy. It did. I mean, it goes hand to hand.
If I was to ask you, what's wider right now? The gap between Kyle Shanahan and Andy Reid?
Ooh.
Or Brock Purdy and Patrick Mahomes? What's a wider gap?
Oh.
See, because I think it's Patrick Mahomes and Brock Purdy.
That's the wider gap?
I think that is a significant gap between the greatest, potentially, of all time and just a very good quarterback. That was the difference yesterday. When I saw the talent around Patrick Mahomes and what he was able to do in the biggest moments of the game yesterday, whether it was the scramble, whether it was getting sacked and completing a third down completion, whether it was bodying Malik Mustafa in the end zone and bullying his way through, I thought Patrick Mahomes was the difference yesterday more so than Andy Reid.
And Mahomes threw two picks.
He did.
He threw two picks.
He did.
I thought the difference was Spags and shit ahead.
Okay.
That's what I thought. Andy Reid. I mean, he's light years ahead of Kyle Shanahan right now. He is.
Light years. Wow.
He is. So the gaps between both Mahomes and Purdy and Shanahan and Reid or Shanahan and Spags, it's a wide gap. It's a very wide gap. And you saw it yesterday on the football field. Let's go to OG in San Jose. OG, San Jose, what's happening, OG?
Hey, guys. I mean, that was a depressing loss. But, you know, Kyle Shanahan's offense has been putrid all year long. And even several times over the last several years, you know, it's fallen short in the big games. In the Super Bowl, they scored 19 in regulation. It's not enough. I feel like he shows up to the games with his play sheet and no game plan. It's just a very, very mechanical, you know, kind of stuck in the rut offense that the whole league is onto. And I would fire Kyle Shanahan at the vibe.
Flush him.
Get out of your mind. Come on.
You're out of your mind. You're not going to fire Kyle Shanahan during a bye week. You're not going to fire him, period. Sorry, your call's not good. You need to contact Floyd Water, Plumbing and Drainage, floydwater.net. Go ahead, drop OG. Drop him off. That's just, I'm not here
for
that.
Was that Ananobi?
No, it wasn't Adobe. Trust me, his rich ass ain't calling this. You know, there was a play where Carl Loftus sacked Brock Purdy. It was on the play before he dropped the dime to Brandon Ayuk, who dropped it. It was the second quarter. You see Sovereign and Banks, they both pulled, and neither of them blocked Carl Loftus.
Well, they blocked each other. they ran into each other.
So, yes, Shanahan was stale, I thought, with his game plan yesterday. I thought Purdy was awful. But the players, man, they're not executing at all. This is not a buttoned-up football team. This is just not. Special teams, offensively, just on a play like that, you got two guys pulling. And Carl Loftus is like, oh, neither one of you going to block me? And it blows the play up. They're not on the same page.
It was a just... I keep going back to this, though. When you don't have Christian McCaffrey, when you don't have Deebo Samuel, and that stuff, you know, the X's and O's become more and more important, Bonte. Like, you can't just do the simple things right. You're going to have a tough time against any team in the NFL, whether it's the Carolina Panthers or the Kansas City Chiefs. If you just don't have basic blocking, it's going to make your life difficult, let alone if you're without all of your best weapons on top of that. So that even becomes more and more highlighted as the game goes on. It just... That was a game where you felt like, again, I said this at the top, a team coming off a bye was more buttoned up. And a team that desperately needs a bye right now in the San Francisco 49ers, they just... And that's what's frustrating, though, too, because you're coming off a mini bye, so you were going to be buttoned up there.
Exactly.
So that's on coaching. That's on the play. I don't know.
Yeah.
And
you're at home, and you had a short flight. Well, you had a short flight to Seattle. You come back. You had the mini bye. You didn't have to leave the time zone, the Pacific. You'd have to leave the Pacific time zone. So I don't. The excuses miss me with them.
No. And I kept hearing last week in Carter.